This is Terry from the Money Smart Podcast Network with Terry and Daryl. Hopefully you've had a yummy lunch or a good night's sleep or whatever you decided to do during the break. Now we'll return to the second half of our show. How often should people check their credit reports?
At least once a year. Everyone is entitled to a free report every 12 months from each of the three agencies. You can visit www.annualcreditreport.com to request each of these three free reports. Or you can call toll-free to 877-322-8228. Or complete a request form at the website of the FTC, or Federal Trade Commission. The specific site is www.ftc.gov/credit.
Maya, just beware of other sites or services that claim to provide free reports but actually require you to buy services or products.
You found that out the hard way, huh, Daryl?
Yes, I did.
You should also know that some other situations also qualify you for free reports. If you're denied a loan, employment, or insurance because of something in your report, you're entitled to a free report if you request it within 60 days of getting the notice.
That's the Fair Credit Reporting Act, right?
Exactly.
It gives you the right to dispute errors in your credit report whenever you may find them, including if you learn about them through a loan denial.
So what should Maya or anyone do if there are errors?
We'll cover the process in another episode.
You're also entitled to a free report if you're unemployed and you plan to look for a job within 60 days. You can also get a free report if you're on public assistance, or if your report is inaccurate because of fraud, including identity theft.
What does it cost if you want to check more often?
A consumer reporting agency may charge you up to $11 for another copy of your report within a 12-month period. And some of the unofficial reporting places charge even more.
When I accidentally went to a site other than annualcreditreport.com, I accidentally signed up for a service that would allow me to check it any time I wanted to for more than $15 a month.
I'm guessing you keep accidentally paying for the service because you accidentally forgot to cancel it.
That's correct.
Can you walk us through a typical report to help Maya when she gets hers?
Sure. Here's an example. Notice the report identification number. You'll need that if you find errors and need to contact the reporting agency, which you can do by phone, mail, or online.
Okay.
The credit history section includes a list of potentially negative items. You want to pay special attention here because these can really affect your credit score. This section will include any past due accounts, history of bankruptcy, liens, and the like.
And I see there's a space under each account for your statement.
Yes. Well, you can address an error or note special circumstances. For example, let's say an account shows as past due for the month of February, but the Your Statement section has an entry that explains, paid in full by check number 55145 on February 10th. Copy of check furnished to credit card company on March 5th.
So there's a place to explain yourself.
Right.
There's also another section called Personal Statement. This statement remains in your record for 2 years and displays to anyone who is authorized to see your report.
Can you give us an example of how that might be used?
A client used it to document that he actually requested to close an account, not that the creditor has closed it, as shown in his report.
The next section lists accounts in good standing. Can you just skip these since there are no problems?
No, you should look at these carefully too. Make sure these are accounts you actually opened and use. Closed accounts that appear open can make it seem that you have too much credit. You want to correct any accounts that aren't actually yours. That could be a simple reporting mistake or evidence of identity theft.
Now, the report is showing revolving for some accounts and installment for others. What's the difference?
An installment loan has an established repayment period for a specific amount, like a 60-month car loan for $15,000. A revolving account, like a credit card or line of credit, is more open-ended. As you pay down the amount owed, your available credit revolves or resets to the original limit.
What else should I check on my reports?
It's good to look over the section on requests for credit history. A request can come in from a new employer, or when you apply for a new loan or credit account. You should also check that all your personal information is current and correct.
If someone is denied credit, what can they do?
If your request is denied, you get an adverse action notice that lists the reasons for denying your application. If the notice doesn't give any reasons, you have the right to ask for and receive them.
What if the denial is because of something that's wrong on a credit report? You said you have the right to dispute something wrong.
Yes. You can file a dispute with both the reporting agency and with the creditor who provided the erroneous information. There's great information online from ftc.gov/credit, but I'll mention a few quick pointers. One key thing is to keep careful records of all your communication with the reporting agency and the creditor.
Really?
You can often file a dispute online or maybe even over the phone, but I always advise people to write because it's easier to track and keep copies. The Federal Trade Commission, or FTC site, has a sample letter you can modify to tell the credit reporting company what information you think is inaccurate.
Are there specific things you should include in the letter?
Yes. The letter should identify each item on your report that is wrong, state the facts, and reference your documents, and request that the erroneous information be corrected or removed. Within the letter, attach copies, never originals, of any proof you have of the error, such as a receipt, bank statement, or canceled check. I suggest people send the same type of information in a backup letter to the creditor as well.
But what if you don't hear anything back?
Your best bet is to send the letter by certified mail, return receipt requested, so they have proof that the credit reporting agency received it. Make sure you keep copies of your letter and original documentation.
How long should you allow for a response?
By law, the credit reporting agency must investigate potential errors, usually within 30 days. They contact the creditor, which must investigate and report back. If the creditor finds information is inaccurate, it must notify all three credit reporting agencies to correct the information in your file. Afterwards, the credit reporting company must give you the results in writing and a free copy of your report if the dispute results in a change. This doesn't count as your free annual credit report.
What if the creditor won't admit a mistake?
You can ask that a statement of the dispute be included in your file and in future reports. You can ask the credit reporting agency to provide that statement to anyone who recently received a copy of your report. However, expect to pay a fee for the service. You can also file a complaint with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Go to www.consumerfinance.gov/complaint.
We've been talking about credit reports. Credit reports are different than a credit score, right?
Right. Creditors sometimes use credit scores, which are based on your report, to assess your risk. Or they might generate their own score or use one calculated by another firm. Two that are often used are the FICO or Fair Isaac score and the Vantage score.
How do these scores get assigned?
A FICO is calculated using a computer model that compares your information with the credit reports of thousands of consumers. They range from 300 to 900. The higher your score, the better.
I've never heard of a Vantage score.
It's a uniform system that credit reporting agencies use. Vantage scores range from 501 to 990 with letter grades. A score of 901 or higher is an A, while 501 to 600 is an F. Because the agencies often have some different data, there can be variance in your scores.
What kind of things affect your score? For instance, would my history of erratic savings habits hurt me?
The scores reflect what lenders view as credit risk. Your payment history and how timely and consistent you've been making payments are factors. How long you've had credit is another. Your total debt and debt-to-income ratios affect your score. Even having too much available credit can affect your score. Lenders are concerned that you could get into serious trouble quickly with access to a large amount of credit.
Wait, I opened two credit card accounts in the last year so I could build my credit score. And now I might get penalized for having too much credit available?
Oh, relax. Lenders want to know your experience with handling credit, that you don't overuse it, and that you don't have an available credit line that could bury you in debt. It's about balance. You have a great history with your car and student loans, so if you only have two credit cards and don't have high balances, banks won't consider you a big risk. However, they do look at the length of your credit history, so the longer you have those accounts in good standing, the better for your credit score.
Some of us aren't in as good a shape financially. How can we build a better credit history?
Start by paying all your bills on time every month. Next, work to get revolving credit balances paid down and then paid off.
Any tips to help people do that?
It can be smart to pay down the account with the highest interest rate first. Put as much as you can toward that while paying the minimum amounts due for other credit accounts. You'll save on interest. When that account is paid off, put that amount toward paying off the next credit balance.
Do you recommend trying to get a better payment plan with creditors?
It can't hurt to ask, Terry. Explain your situation and see if the lender might adjust the loan terms.
What about working with a credit counselor? We've suggested that for some callers.
Working with a reputable professional credit counselor is a great idea. A counselor can help with spending plans and debt management and provide advice for credit issues. People do need to understand that building a good credit history takes time, often years. There's no such thing as quick credit repair.
What if you're denied credit? Do you have any recourse?
As I mentioned, you'll get an adverse action notice that should explain why your request was denied. If not, contact the lender and ask for that information. If it's due to an error on your credit report, you can follow the steps we talked about to dispute the error and get it removed from your credit report.
One of my friends said I could have trouble getting a loan because I'm single. That sounds wrong.
Actually, that's not just wrong. That would be illegal. The Equal Credit Opportunity Law makes it illegal to discriminate on the basis of race, color, religion, national origin, sex, marital status, or age in making lending decisions.
Do you have any tips on finding a credit counselor for our audience?
A good credit counseling agency will usually offer a variety of services, including free financial education and seminars.
How does the counseling usually work?
Usually, the counselor will schedule an initial interview by phone or in person to go over the individual's financial status, talk about debt and budgeting, and get a good sense of their individual needs. Depending on the situation, they might offer counseling and education, or they might contact creditors to help try and negotiate payment plans.
Are there any warning flags in working with a counselor?
Well, as you've covered in another podcast, a legitimate counselor does not make loans. I warn people to be very cautious about debt consolidation. Some of those loans and programs are scams. Do a lot of research and talk with financial advisors you can trust.
So, it sounds like my next step is to request my free credit reports.
Yes.
Thanks so much for helping us today.
Thank you. And thank you, Maya, for joining us. You know, anytime you want to look at houses in my development...
Hey, goodbye, Daryl. This has been the Money Smart Podcast Network with Terry and Daryl.